Sometimes you'll meet people and feel like you've known them forever. This instant recognition happens when you meet a soulmate, and some of these are part of our family. Past lives can be lived several times in the same group of family members, which gives you the opportunity to understand and work through family dynamics. Family members who you feel close to are often those who you've experienced several lives with. These experiences can take on different roles. For example, your father could have been your child in another life, or your mother was your grandmother. Family dynamics, experiences, and its karma are stored in the root chakra. Anything that needs to be resolved within these dynamics can also block this chakra. It is therefore recommended to work on the root first before proceeding to heal the other chakras. A healthy foundation is important to succeed on the path to self-recovery. The root, sacral, and the solar plexus chakra all hold knowledge about family dynamics and our karma, which is activated when we are born. They are also known as the three lower chakras because they are associated with our physical experiences in the material world. The root chakra, or Muladhara, is associated with the earth and grounding. The sacral chakra, or Svadhisthana, is associated with pleasure, passion, feelings, and creativity. The solar plexus, or Manipura, is your power center or core self. It is associated with will, power, and assertiveness. By resolving family dynamics and karma, we also heal and restore the heart center to its proper function so that we can learn to love life and become a manifestation of love itself. The heart chakra, also called Anahata, is the center of unconditional love and compassion. Spiritual blockages, also called generational curses, can prevent someone from resolving karma and family dynamics. These blockages were created by ancestors who spoke them into existence when a family member was unwilling to follow their religious doctrines. An example would be a young couple wanting to marry but didn't have the approval of the family due to religious beliefs. They would be told to never come back if they decided to run away, and this created a generational curse, causing a disruption in the family dynamics. Spiritually speaking, generational curses cause a person to not be able to hold on to happiness. They feel depressed, and in some cases it can cause a person to commit suicide. Much of the disease in mankind is a direct result of spiritual blockages, because the spiritual, emotional, and physical bodies are connected and its memories are stored in the chakras. Even when life seems perfectly fine, you can still have a disease which is linked to blockages. The Earth Star Chakra is located 12 to 18 inches below your feet. This chakra is also known as the subpersonal or the super root chakra. It functions as the grounding point of our entire chakra system. It is the keeper of karmic cycles and past lives, and it is the chakra of oneness that is connected to all that is, including the collective consciousness. This chakra connects us with our ancestors, and it holds records of these relations. The Earth Star Chakra also connects us to the energies of Earth and our crystalline grid, which is the consciousness of light that surrounds us and is within us at all times. Our ancestors have experiences to share, and they offer us guidance. The Earth Star Chakra is different from the Root Chakra and the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records are a recording of events seen through the eyes of the soul, including the perspectives of all the people involved. The Root Chakra is our primal or animal nature. This chakra allows us to harness courage, resourcefulness, and the will to get through difficult times. It holds the memories of our ancestors, which are passed down from generation to generation, and it connects us with their spiritual energy. The Earth Star Chakra connects us with earthly and universal energies. This chakra grounds us when it's activated. Through this chakra, we transmute negative energies that we pick up from people that we come in contact with. Therefore, it is important to always ground yourself when meditating.